Continuing our discussion of the glorious Vishnu Sahasranam recited by Bhishma Dev to Yudhishthira in the presence of Lord Krishna and recited and explained by innumerable devotees since that time, I feel myself blessed by all the devotees previously and even presently who are reciting these names and explaining these names, continuing. I feel myself continuing a tradition. Name 946 is Janana, which means the progenitor. Janayati iti Janana. He causes to give birth. From this name onwards, almost till the end, right up till name 992, Parashara Bhatta gives the meaning of these names as conveying the purpose for which the Supreme Lord undertakes all his actions, which is for the benefit of the jivas. The Lord in this world, Vishnu in this world, comes to this world, is in this world, upholds this world for the benefit of the jivas, beginning with his act of creation. We're talking about Janana, he who gives birth, who causes to give birth, the progenitor. He creates everything else. We have the word Janak. Janaka means father. Janani means mother. So Janana also means the father, the progenitor. He's the father. Well, who is his father? He himself is not born. He causes to give birth, but he himself is not born. And we've discussed this in recent names, Anadi, Bhubhuva, that he is the cause of everything, but he himself is not born. So he creates and gives the living beings in this world, who come to this world to enjoy this world, he gives them bodies. Although the jiva is like the Supreme Lord himself, by nature unborn, but he gives them bodies, he causes them to be as if born. He creates humans and all other living beings with senses which are actually meant for serving him, for appreciating his beauty, his glories, his qualities. There is a verse in this regard, Vichitra Deha Sampati Ishvaraya Niveditam Purvameva Krita Brahman Hastapadadi Sanyuta. Brahman, which Madhvacharya points out is a name of Vishnu, Brahman creates us, the living beings, all kinds of different bodies. And they're all amazing. They're all variegated. There's variegated different species. The human body is very different to the caterpillar body. The caterpillar body is very different from the butterfly body. There are so many different bodies. And then even within species, here we're talking about Madhvacharya analyzes svajatiya, vijatiya, bhed. The differences between different categories of entities and within an entity, within a category, just like cows are identifiable as cows as being different from lions, but within the category of cows, every cow is different. Their body is different, not only different, being situated in different space, but every one of them, their eyes will be different, their hooves will be different, very similar, no doubt, but every part of their body will be different. And it's all given by the Supreme Lord, and he gives bodies, this is the same in every creation, the same 84 lakh species of life, the same kind of hands and legs that living beings get, but they're actually meant for all. This verse says, I'm unpacking the meaning of this verse says it's all meant for offering to the Lord, for the service to the Lord. That's especially in the human form of life. So that is the compassion of this, of Bhagavan. He gives the jivas a body with all the senses and a particular form based on their particular karma. Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam grahanam eva cha adhishtaya manaschaiva vishayan upasevate. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that different living beings, according to their karma at that particular point in time, they get a particular body with particular senses, particular sense of sight, a particular sense of hearing, a particular sense of hearing, and so on. That means different kinds of ears in cows and in lions, and also different abilities to hear and to see. Just like humans, it's said they can see, generally speaking, much better than dogs, but then dogs can smell much better. They can hear in a different sound range. So this is all given by the Supreme Lord. Here in the Bhagavad Gita, the verse I just mentioned, it said that all these different senses are grouped around the mind, and in this way, the living beings in material existence, they try to enjoy their senses. But actually, what's being pointed out here in this commentary is that the Supreme Lord generates the living beings, and especially in the human form of life, so that the senses can be engaged in his service and we can move toward him. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchite. Devotional service means to engage our service in the service of the Lord of the senses. But he also gives us the free will to use or misuse our capabilities to either move toward him and then, or otherwise just go away from him. If we misuse the opportunity, we do get another chance, again, according to our accumulated karmas. This goes on under the guidance of the Supreme Lord. Getting different bodies goes on under the guidance of the Supreme Lord. Assisted by the demigods, he kindly gives the demigods the role of assisting him in such matters, although he doesn't even need any help. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papateye, that the living beings get different kinds of bodies according to their previous karma and under the supervision of daiva. Daiva has various meanings. One is providence or fate. That ties up with karma. Daiva also means the Supreme Lord, and it also means the demigod. So everything we do, say, hear, smell, feel, think is observed by the Supreme Lord and by prominent demigods, and we get various bodies under their supervision. Brahma is, of course, known to be the creator and the generator, but he himself is generated from the original creator, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who creates the Mahatattva, the Panchamahabhutas, that's earth, water, fire, air, ether, and then the whole universe and everything else. And then he creates Brahma inside this Brahmanda, inside this universe, gives him the knowledge to continue the process of creation, gives him the power to do this, supervises him as the super soul within his heart. So although Brahma gets the credit for being the creator, the original creator is Vishnu, and whatever creation goes on is also under his guidance, inspiration, and so on. So it is Vishnu, Narayan, who is the original father of all living beings. The universe comes from him. He was there before the creation. From him alone everything comes, and everything exists in him. Everything is nurtured and nourished by him. So when we say he's the creator of this universe, although it's known that Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is the maintainer, Shiva is the destroyer, but the ultimate creator, maintainer, and destroyer is Jagannath, the Lord of the universe in all phases, in everything. And still he's aloof from everything. Jagannath, this name is alluded to by Arjuna speaking to Krishna. Pita asi lokasya chara charasya tvamasya pujyascha gurur guriyan nat tvat samostyabhyadhika kutonyo loka trayebhya pratima prabhava. You, Krishna, Arjuna says, are the father of this complete cosmic manifestation of the moving and non-moving. You are its worshipable chief, the supreme spiritual master. No one is equal to you, nor can anyone be one with you. How then could there be anyone greater than you within the three worlds, O Lord of immeasurable power? Pitasya lokasya. You are the father of all the worlds, Arjuna says. So this brings to mind the Christian conception or emphasis on God the Father. They very much emphasize. Of course, we in Gaudiya Vaishnavism also accept this very name, not only in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but in all Vedic schools. They accept Vishnu Janana, the father of all. But this very much is emphasized in the Christian conception of God as God the Father. And they also have Jesus in their conception as God the Son and the Holy Ghost. So Krishna, being the father of all, is to be served by all. That's it. We should serve the Father. We understand that we are all das. We are all servant or slave. Sometimes that word das is translated as slave. But it's not a slave who's belligerently whipped into service. But we accept voluntarily, knowing that he's our supreme father, supreme protection. We have no shelter other than him. And that mood of being his servant is not distasteful. Rather, it promotes the highest bliss of always desiring to please him. He is the origin of everything. So the very idea of serving to please others comes from him because he's the father of all. We know Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, but as the father of all, he's also the supreme servant because the father serves the children. He provides everything for them. So we are servants of Krishna, but Krishna himself serves all the living beings. As the beginning of this talk, we saw that Parashara Bhatta, he's explaining all these names, that Krishna comes to this world and everything he does in relation to this world is for the benefit of the jivas within it. So he voluntarily likes to serve. So this service attitude is the very basis of Vaishnavism, and it's also the very basis of all bliss. Another way to look at this, Satya Sandha Tirtha of Madhva Sampradaya, Janana means jana, people, nayati, leading. So he who leads all beings, so he leads all living beings, in two senses. To lead means to be ahead of. So he's ahead of all living beings, he's above all living beings. And he to lead also means to guide. So he guides from within as the super soul. He guides those who want to misuse their independence. He guides them in various ways in which they can do so. Those who want to come to him, he guides them to a spiritual master, to a guru, who can help them further along the way. He's always the guide. So janam nayati iti janana, that's another meaning. And then another commentator, Sri Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, explains the name as janayati mudam swajananam hridayeshu iti janana. Mudam, this word means delight. Swajan means his own personal person. Swajananam unto the plural. So he who generates delights in the hearts of his devotees. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. He generates delight in the hearts of his devotees. How is that? You want to know how? Then you go back the whole Vishnu Sahasranam. Simply reciting it generates delight in the hearts of his devotees. Madchitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katyantaschamang nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The devotees, they delight in discussing Krishna. They take great pleasure in that. They delight in enlightening each other about Krishna. Baladev Vidyabhushan has been explaining the last few names and continues to do so in relation to Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And this name he also explains in terms of Krishna's pastimes in Vraja. But within that major topic, he introduces another topic that he ascribes this to Bhishma, that Bhishma, having indicated the Lord's form as the killer of Shankachura, which is a pastime, one of those pastimes in which Krishna is killing a demon and at the same time interacting with his gopi lovers. So Baladev Vidyabhushan explains that Bhishma has this in mind. He doesn't just say it's me, Baladev, unpacking this, but Bhishma has this in mind, that janayati, he, Vishnu, brings about the spring Rasa festival. Generally we think of the Rasa Leela taking place in the autumn season, Sharad. Krishna's one famous name is Sharad Bihari. He sports in the autumn season. But there's Vasanta Rasa also, there's the spring Rasa festival. Both these seasons of the year are neither too hot, nor too cold, nor too wet. So very nice. Of course, very nice for having a dance, outdoor dance. Of course, in Vrindavan, all the seasons can be manifested at any time, according to the organization of Yoga Maya, but Krishna has his spring Rasa festival, and he, Krishna, brings that about on the side of Govardhan, and in that he's surrounded by his beloved gopis and accompanied by Baladev, who is also there along with his girlfriends. So that's a bit unusual. We don't usually find Baladev and Krishna simultaneously enjoying in Vrindavan with their girlfriends. They're separate sets of girlfriends. But there you go. There's Baladev with his divine vision, Baladev Vidyabhushan, is seeing Krishna's pastimes and revealing them to us through the medium of Vishnu Sahasranama. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa asindubhi evacha patitanam bhavadebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.